What if you could make your competition completely irrelevant? This revolutionary idea forms the heart of Blue Ocean Strategy, a concept that has transformed business thinking worldwide. Rather than fighting in bloodied markets where rivals slash prices and margins disappear, imagine creating entirely new market spaces where competition simply doesn't exist. This isn't just theoretical. Companies like Cirque du Soleil, Yellowtail Wines, and Apple's iTunes have all discovered these blue oceans of opportunity, achieving remarkable growth while established competitors struggled. The distinction is simple yet profound. Red oceans represent all existing industries where boundaries are defined and accepted, while blue oceans are untapped spaces characterized by demand creation and opportunities for highly profitable growth. As markets become increasingly crowded and products commoditized, the imperative to discover these new territories has never been greater. The question isn't whether blue oceans exist, it's whether you have the vision to find them. Traditional strategy forces a choice between greater value at higher cost or reasonable value at lower cost. Value innovation, the cornerstone of Blue Ocean Strategy, rejects this trade-off. Yellowtail, Wine Conquered America without traditional marketing by creating an approachable, fun experience instead of competing on complexity and prestige. Within 2 years of its 2001 launch, it became the fastest-growing wine in both Australian and U.S. history. Value innovation occurs when companies align utility, price, and cost in new ways. Rather than focusing on beating competition, value innovators make competition irrelevant by creating value leaps for both buyers and the company simultaneously. The strategy canvas serves as both diagnostic and action framework. It captures the current market state while visualizing your strategic profile against competitors, revealing where everyone competes and where opportunities exist. Before Yellowtail's arrival, the U.S. wine industry showed remarkable convergence. Premium and budget wines competed on identical factors at different intensities, a clear sign of a red ocean ready for disruption. The four actions framework helps break from competition by asking, which factors should be eliminated, which reduced below industry standards, which raised of standards, and which new factors should be created. These questions drive the hard choices that simultaneously lower costs and increase buyer value. Creating blue oceans isn't about genius or luck. It's about systematically challenging fundamental assumptions. Consider these powerful paths. Look across alternatives. NetJets created a blue ocean by identifying why corporations choose commercial airlines, cost efficiency, versus private jets, convenience, and offering fractional ownership that delivered private jet benefits at business class prices. What alternatives do your customers consider, and why? Look across strategic groups. Curves revolutionized fitness by combining advantages of health clubs and home exercise programs. By eliminating elements women didn't value, fancy machines, pools, while providing social motivation in convenient 30-minute workouts, they grew to 10,000 locations in just 10 years. What if you combined the best elements from different strategic groups? Look across complementary products. Nobby transformed the transit bus industry by focusing not just on purchase price, but on maintenance costs. Their fiberglass buses were corrosion-free, easier to repair, and 30-35% lighter, offering municipalities lower life cycle costs despite higher initial prices. What happens before, during, and after your product is used? Look across time. Apple exemplified this with iTunes. Observing illegal music file sharing in the late 1990s, they recognized a decisive trend toward digital music consumption. Rather than fighting this shift like the recording industry, Apple created a legal, easy-to-use platform that solved key customer pain points. What trends will transform your industry in coming years? Most companies focus on existing customers and segmentation. Blue Ocean Strategy instead targets non-customers, leveraging commonalities in buyer values across three tiers. First-tier, soon-to-be non-customers use current offerings minimally while seeking better alternatives. Pret A Manger captured these customers by delivering what they wanted: fast, fresh, healthy lunch at reasonable prices through restaurant-quality sandwiches with 90-second service. Second-tier, refusing non-customers consciously reject your market. J.C. Deco transformed outdoor advertising by addressing these non-customers who dislike traditional billboards. Their street furniture provided free bus stops and urban fixtures to municipalities in exchange for exclusive advertising rights, creating value through increased exposure time. Third-tier, unexplored non-customers have needs assumed to belong elsewhere. The tooth whitening industry expanded when oral care companies realized they could deliver solutions more affordably than dentists who traditionally own this service. Consider how much larger your market could be by reaching beyond current customers. What commonalities across non-customer groups could unlock massive latent demand? A brilliant idea must become commercially viable. The four-step strategic sequence reduces business model risk. First, does your offering deliver exceptional utility? NTT Docomo's iMode, the world's first widely adopted smartphone service, succeeded by offering Japanese consumers internet access anywhere with simple one-click payment. Contrast this with Philips CDI, which failed despite technological brilliance because it solved no compelling buyer problem. Second, is your offering priced to attract the mass of target buyers? Southwest Airlines didn't just compete with other airlines, but with car travel, pricing flights to attract car travelers while maintaining profitability. Third, can you produce at the target cost while earning healthy profits? Start with the strategic price and work backward. Meeting aggressive targets might require streamlining operations, partnering with other companies, or changing the pricing model. Finally, have you addressed adoption hurdles for all stakeholders? When Apple launched iTunes, they didn't just create a great user experience, they carefully addressed the music industry's piracy concerns through digital rights management. Developing a blue ocean strategy is one thing, executing it is another. Organizations face four hurdles: cognitive, recognizing the need for change, resource limitations, motivation, and politics. The solution isn't massive resources, but tipping point leadership that focuses on points of disproportionate influence. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton transformed America's most dangerous city into its safest in under 2 years without budget increases. He made top brass ride the subway to experience problems firsthand, redirected resources to crime hotspots, and created transparency through biweekly performance meetings. Equally important is fair process, engaging people in decisions, explaining choices, and stating new expectations clearly. When elevator manufacturer Elco implemented identical systems at two plants, only the one following fair process succeeded. Creating a blue ocean requires ongoing renewal when imitators appear. Salesforce.com has maintained leadership for over 15 years by repeatedly breaking away from competitors, first with web-based solutions, then customized platforms, and later real-time collaboration tools. Apple exemplifies portfolio renewal, launching new blue oceans from the colorful iMac to iPod iTunes to iPhone to iPad. Blue ocean strategy isn't reserved for startups or tech companies. Organizations of all types can discover uncontested waters. The question isn't whether blue oceans exist in your industry, but whether you have the courage to challenge conventional boundaries and follow a systematic approach to finding them. In a world of increasing competition, either continue fighting in bloodied waters where margins shrink, or chart a course to open waters where competition becomes irrelevant.